You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, it's Wednesday morning, kind of cool, kind of breezy. Details in the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Amy Poehler and Meredith Walker are co-founders of Smart Girls. Smart Girls is an online community encouraging young women to celebrate who they are and who they're becoming. Meredith Walker was the head of the talent department at Saturday Night Live. That's where she and Amy Poehler met. And she's got a book now called Be Yourself and Other Bad Advice, A Teen Girl's Guide to Unlearning the Rules. And she's on the line with us right now. Meredith, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me, Paul.
I appreciate you joining us. Tell us about this book. What prompted you to write it?
Well, for 20 years, my career has been listening to young people talk, and I think I had been unintentionally gathering data. And after all the years at Smart Girls, there were just so many themes that kept coming up that were tough, especially for young girls, for young women and girls. And so I wanted to take all that and kind of offer up something to help them with all of these different things that are coming up in their lives.
I love Amy's, what she says in her foreword. She says, are you looking to avoid failure? Do you want to try and figure everything out? Feeling ready to finally be perfect? Well, I have some bad news for you. That is impossible. and it really is, isn't it?
It really is. And I think one of the hardest parts is giving ourselves a break about all of it. Not being too hard on ourselves when we're not perfect or when we make mistakes or when the thing doesn't work out the way we wanted it to. And sometimes that's where we need the most guidance.
You say unlearning all the rules. Which rules? All the rules? And why?
Well, I think growing up, especially as a girl, there is a lot out there telling you how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to act, what'll get people interested, what success should look like, where you should live. I mean, it's just kind of a constant, just relentless opinions of others. And sometimes you need to take a break and just figure out what your own thoughts are about stuff. And so that's what I mean by that.
This is an advice book for young women, for girls. What kind of advice book would you like to have had when you were growing up?
This very one, I'm telling you, really one that just, the thing about this is it has these topics, but it has prompts and just questions that I didn't know to ask myself because I was so busy, just like any generation, I was just so busy trying to kind of meet the markers of, what you're kind of supposed to do that I didn't necessarily stop and ask myself a lot of questions. And this is just, it's to help you decide what success means for yourself, and that'll change throughout your life. And that mistakes and failure are not the end of the world. I could have used a lot more about that because I would, we all mess up a lot. But for now, like this, this really is very helpful too because it has a chapter two on social media and just kind of how to survive that these days. It's a great thing. You can find your people and have a lot of fun, but it also has some problematic parts.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, that's one of the ways that things have changed. The world has changed for teenagers and young women. What are some other things that have changed? I mean, there's obviously a lot of things about being young and growing up that are universal, but what are some of the big changes, perhaps since you were a teenager?
Well, I think just, one of the things that's good is I think that girls today know so much more. There's so much good information and so much has been studied and learned. And so there are a lot of young people that talk about things that might have been, just kind of more hidden. Like, mm-hmm. We'll find that that young people will talk about mental health and they'll talk about big issues going on in the world and they're very expressive. And so that's incredible. But I do think that social media has definitely changed a lot. It's kind of hard to step away. Like we could close magazines or turn off the TV that only had, three channels or whatever. You can't turn it off these days. You really can't. It's around you. If you pick up your phone to make a phone call or to check the weather, you'll get a notification about the TikTok and it might be telling you, now you need to be like this or look like this. And so it's really hard to step away from that now.
Yeah. Talk with Meredith Walker. She is the co-founder of Smart Girls with Amy Poehler. How did you and Amy come to find Smart Girls?
Well, we remembered very well, like a lot of our friends did, what adolescence was like and middle school and junior high. And there were some things that helped us. And we wanted to kind of offer up any shortcut we could to get into the points of things that helped you. And something that was really cool was when people were interested in us and just wanted to know about us. And so we wanted, and we're interested in girls. And so we started out as a small little web talk show where we would invite girls on just to tell us about their lives. And it took off from there. And it just became kind of a nice digital clubhouse for girls.
What kind of a teenager were you? Were you a rule breaker?
I think I was great in that I was all over the place. I read the encyclopedia for fun, but I also sneaked out of the house so I could go to a club and dance to Duran Duran. And I was in theater and student government and probably a problem for my parents and also great. You know, I was a little all over the place, but I do still wish that I had known more about like how to ask myself some smart questions. I'll tell you that.
How do you think you'd fare as a teenager in today's world?
I think there are parts of today's world that I would have loved. You know, like there's so much good information out there. There's so many ways to find people that you have things in common with. But I also think I would probably get my feelings hurt more because there's just so much. People are just out there so much. And, you know, when you make a mistake, sometimes like we might find an old picture, but we didn't have a lot of, we didn't record every mistake we made. And I think if there was more evidence of me messing up, I would be like, oh man, you know, that could be tough.
Absolutely. Meredith Walker's book is Be Yourself and Other Bad Advice. Is this the kind of book that a girl should read cover to cover or just kind of turn to a certain page and read? How is it to be read?
Well, it really depends on the reader. You know, for me, I kind of find myself drawn to specific subjects, and I might buy a book, but I'll find the chapter about the thing that's really on my mind. And so if that's the kind of reader who's thinking, ooh, I'm feeling really strong emotions and I don't know what to do with them, and I see there's a chapter about emotions, then they can certainly, you can read it chapter by chapter and go through the prompts for each chapter, and that's just fine. But also, if you're just generally interested in the conversation with yourself that'll happen from reading this book, you can read it all at once. It depends on what you like to do.
There you go. A Teen Girl's Guide to Unlearning the Rules, Be Yourself and Other Bad Advice. Meredith, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Paul. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Bye-bye.